Listening Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
There are only 2 days to go before your charity event, Jill. Have you got everything under control?
I'm afraid there's still a lot to do in the next couple of days, Jack. I wish we had another week to get everything ready.
What else needs to be done? I'm free all day on Friday, so I can help out. I can also contact some friends who would be glad to lend a hand for such a good cause, even though they're busy.
Thanks so much. It's really kind of them, especially as I can't give them anything in return. I really need to get the venue sorted out. We're having lots of different activities to raise money. The tables and chairs have to be moved, so could you help with that? There's one area where people can come and buy cakes, and another where we're going to sell coffee. I also want to decorate the hall with lots of lights and colourful balloons.
That doesn't sound too difficult to do. My friends are used to moving chairs and tables around, so it won't be too much of a problem. Have you got signs and banners to tell people about the charity and what you are trying to do?
Yes, they're being done at the moment. Our logo is a big C. The charity is called We Care, and we are raising money for children by selling coffee and cake. We also have a celebrity coming to open the event, so I don't want anything to go wrong.
That sounds exciting. Who is it?
Unfortunately, I've been sworn to secrecy and have promised not to tell anyone, not even you, Jack. However, just between you and me, this person has over 1 million followers on social media. She lives not far from here, so I'm very confident she'll turn up.
A local celebrity is an excellent choice. I can't wait to see who it is. What else have you got on your list of things to do?
Let me check. Oh, yes. I forgot to say that the owner of one of the food trucks that are outside the station has very kindly agreed to come and cook pizzas on the day. He's going to donate all the profit he makes to the charity. However, we have to provide the plates and knives and forks. Could you possibly go and get them if I give you the money?
Of course. I know a discount store where I can get them cheaply. Don't worry, they will be biodegradable and not made of polluting plastic.
Thank you. One of the aims of the charity is to care for the environment, so I don't think we would sell many pizzas if they were served on plastic plates.
I've got to go soon, but text me if you want anything else.
I've just remembered one last thing. Could you possibly go to the bank and pick up some money bags? We'll need them to help us work out how much money we've collected on the day. We just put the coins into the bags and take them back to the bank to be weighed.
I'll do it on my way home. There's one problem, though.
What's that?
The bags are made of plastic. There are only 2 days to go before your charity event, Jill. Have you got everything under control?
I'm afraid there's still a lot to do in the next couple of days, Jack. I wish we had another week to get everything ready.
What else needs to be done? I'm free all day on Friday, so I can help out. I can also contact some friends who would be glad to lend a hand for such a good cause, even though they're busy.
Thanks so much. It's really kind of them, especially as I can't give them anything in return. I really need to get the venue sorted out. We're having lots of different activities to raise money. The tables and chairs have to be moved, so could you help with that? There's one area where people can come and buy cakes, and another where we're going to sell coffee. I also want to decorate the hall with lots of lights and colourful balloons.
That doesn't sound too difficult to do. My friends are used to moving chairs and tables around, so it won't be too much of a problem. Have you got signs and banners to tell people about the charity and what you are trying to do?
Yes, they're being done at the moment. Our logo is a big C. The charity is called We Care, and we are raising money for children by selling coffee and cake. We also have a celebrity coming to open the event, so I don't want anything to go wrong.
That sounds exciting. Who is it?
Unfortunately, I've been sworn to secrecy and have promised not to tell anyone, not even you, Jack. However, just between you and me, this person has over 1 million followers on social media. She lives not far from here, so I'm very confident she'll turn up.
A local celebrity is an excellent choice. I can't wait to see who it is. What else have you got on your list of things to do?
Let me check. Oh, yes. I forgot to say that the owner of one of the food trucks that are outside the station has very kindly agreed to come and cook pizzas on the day. He's going to donate all the profit he makes to the charity. However, we have to provide the plates and knives and forks. Could you possibly go and get them if I give you the money?
Of course. I know a discount store where I can get them cheaply. Don't worry, they will be biodegradable and not made of polluting plastic.
Thank you. One of the aims of the charity is to care for the environment, so I don't think we would sell many pizzas if they were served on plastic plates.
I've got to go soon, but text me if you want anything else.
I've just remembered one last thing. Could you possibly go to the bank and pick up some money bags? We'll need them to help us work out how much money we've collected on the day. We just put the coins into the bags and take them back to the bank to be weighed.
I'll do it on my way home. There's one problem, though.
What's that?
The bags are made of plastic.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.